This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
New York sports with us, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 1019 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it, New York City. Specifically, the New York Yankees universe, Yankee fans, the Yankees win. The Yankees win. It was time to get right, man. Three-game win streak, game and series, a special night, a debut. You like jazz? Embrace the Martian, all that. All that. A little rainy out there. Shout out to you if you're still in the car driving back from Yankee Stadium. I am pumped up because we haven't had anything to be pumped up about. We haven't had anything to feel good about. 9 runs scored after 10 runs scored, and it's the Yankees doing the stomping out. It's the Yankees putting a young guy on the mound and getting results. Let the kids play. I repeat, let the kids play. It's a young man's game. Father Time is undefeated. Now stay with me. You just heard in the update, if you didn't hear earlier, DJ LeMahieu is done as a Yankee. My MVP, your MVP, DJL MVP. I used to say that on a podcast in 2019. I'm in here wearing my DJ jersey. Let me turn around for the live. I'm wearing my number 26 DJ jersey that I bought right after he signed. 6 years, $90 million. And if you listened to me last night, I was talking about how they're still paying Aaron Hicks, how they paid Josh Donaldson to go away. You know, Josh Donaldson made $6 million not being on the team after taking on that contract. I talked about if you're worth $7 billion, what's $7 million to you? And I'm not celebrating the end of DJ LeMahieu's career as a Yankee. I don't know. I did say last night if they cut him, nobody's picking him up. Maybe the Mets will. They picked up Pablo Reyes. We'll get to the Mets at some point later. The Mets game was postponed. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. But Yankee fans, call me up at 888-808-1019 and tell me how you feel this had to happen. I was a day early on Twitter because I had a tweet yesterday under the Yes Network's post where, or Yankees videos, SNY Yankees videos, where, you know, they talked about DJ LeMahieu didn't take the news of being moved to the bench. He didn't take it well. They said not great necessarily. That was Boone's quote. And I said, he shouldn't be shocked. He'll get over it. He's not being cut yet. You knew this was coming, right? You had to shake the room. You knew this was coming, right? You had to get better. You couldn't stay stuck on stupid, playing jazz out of position. We did that last year, up to the World Series. Jazz is the second baseman. Now you're seeing sparkling defensive plays, double plays. You're seeing the product of them making a necessary change, and everybody's senses being heightened. Everybody looking around and saying, whoa, all right now, like, let's go. Let's go now. Somebody got fired. Somebody's career potentially ended. A guy that is quiet as kept, a guy that got a lot of grace. If you listened to me last night, I said, how come Brett Gardner didn't get that much grace? Maybe somebody heard me. Maybe somebody felt me. I was not wishing for, you know, the negative part of this. I'm not celebrating DJ LeMahieu's demise. Well, I'm a Yankee fan. You're a Yankee fan. No, like, we need to win. It's time to get serious. And finally, the Yankees got serious with this move. 888-808-1019. Let the kids play. Yorbit Vivas. Viva la Yorbit. You know, he's back. And DJ, you know, we appreciate you, bro. I had tears in my eyes. Game 6, 2019, when he hit that homer. It sucks that Altuve had the buzzers on him, whatever, knew it. But, like, DJ, that was our guy. Go, DJ. That's my DJ. DJ, play the hits. La Machina, the machine with runners in scoring position. He will be remembered for his greatness. But he's turning 37. And he's not able to play third base. And putting him out there every day as the nine hitter, which, like, yeah, he was hitting a little bit better than he did last year, but putting him out there every day was weakening the defense, something that was supposed to be a part of this pivot, this philosophy change this year with the Yankees. So I had to start there and say, like, I'm not celebrating this. And, like, DJ didn't ask to be DFA'd. It was a decision that was made today, and it's a decision that tells me, too, make room. Help is on the way. They're going to make trades. They're going to bring some guys in. And there can't be any dead weight on the roster because of feelings and relationships and, oh, sentimental value. No. It's business. It's not personal. This is a team that has the opportunity to win the American League and go back to the World Series again, where anything can happen. And you're seeing that now, right? Now you're seeing what Aaron Boone was telling him when he says, I still think you're one of the best teams, if not the best team in the league, whatever. When they play like that, when they hit like that, when they run the bases like that, when they put pressure on the other team in Yankee Stadium, it makes us all believe. When they lose six games in a row, twice, 2 6-game losing streaks in a month, we're like, what the hell is this? And we pick at everything. And you guys want to make Volpe the whipping boy. And you're getting mad at this guy and that guy, and this guy sucks, and this guy should be DFA and whatever. It's a better vibe when you see the Yankees get serious about their business. They shook the room. They told DJ LeMahieu, that is all, bro. Like, that is it. We're moving forward. You cannot help this team as a second baseman. We tried it. The offense was struggling. You were doing a little bit. We tried it. It's done. And look, man, look, Jazz. His second day at second base, he had to hit a second homer. Jazz is going crazy. Jazz, you want to tip your cap to Cashman for anything? The trade that he made last year to get Jazz. I know Augustin Ramirez is doing his thing with the Marlins. So what? He's on the Marlins. Like, Jazz is a star, the prince of the city. Jazz is a guy that is a major catalyst with this team. He is an elite defender at second base. And when he hits like that in the lineup, it's danger. And when you look at Dominguez at the top of the lineup, like, Dominguez is out there running like an NFL running back. And after he went 0 for 5, you knew Dominguez was going to get right tonight. The Martian has landed. It's time, folks. I got on Monday. I said, can we trade Trent Grisham? Can we? Hey, now would be the time, right? His value is higher than ever. Now would be the time, because you got to play Dominguez every day. He makes an impact. He's got an eye. He can work walks. When you see him hit like he did tonight, you're just reminded. Like, this is a young guy that's ready to play. This is a guy that's going to get consideration for American League Rookie of the Year. Three hits tonight, a ribby, a walk. And that shot of him running when Judge drove him in, he's a blur. You need that. It's a young man's game. Let the kids play. And speaking of kids, Cam Schlittler. I had no idea what to expect. I was not expecting good things. I thought he might get rocked. I had a caller last night that was telling me his stats from the minor leagues, and all I could say was, this is not the minor leagues. This is this kid's major league debut in the big ballpark in the Bronx. Shout out to his family and friends, the contingent that he had with posters that were in the stadium rooting him on. The Yes Network did an awesome job of showing them. You could tell they were emotional. It meant something to them. Like, that makes it special for all of us, man. And that kid shined tonight. 7 strikeouts. And like, he's facing the major league leader in homers in Cal Raleigh. He gets his first strikeout against the big dumper. He gets his last strikeout against the big. He can go home tonight. Dear diary, in my debut, I struck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is awesome. And I know there's people that are going to say, oh, Boone took him out too soon. No. You got to protect the guy in his debut. You got to keep him clean. You got to protect him a little bit. He did give up a couple homers. You know, the Mariners used the short porch tonight. He did give up a couple homers, but when you score and you give a guy run support, we're all right. The Yankees win 9-6. Belly keeps his hit streak going. And Belly's just hitting the ball on the ground hard. He doesn't have to hit homers. He's just finding holes in the defense. You love to see it. It seems like something has changed here. 3-game winning streak coming out of Flushing. They take the series. They hadn't had a 3-game win streak since the Royals June 12th. And now they're kind of righting the ship before the Cubs come into town. And I know we got another one with Stroman on the mound. Whatever. They took the series. Sweep them. Sweep them so I know it's real is what I like to say. But, like, everybody is getting involved. Everybody is doing things. The defense is tighter with Goldschmidt at first, with Chisholm at second, Volpe, and then, you know, Peraza. Peraza's even running into some luck. Julio Rodriguez. I don't know what's going on with Julio Rodriguez. We'll sidebar about him later. I was talking to Big Mac the other night. I was listening to his show. I sent him a couple things about Julio Rodriguez. We'll talk about him. But he bobbled one, gave Peraza a break. And Wells had 2 hits. And Goldie had a knock. And Judge drove in 2. And, you know, they're intentionally walking him. It's just a good night. If you went to the ballpark last night or tonight, call me up. We will play some audio from Brian Cashman as well. Shout out to Cash. Like I was saying, Cashman, he needed to pop out. When they're losing like this, we need to hear from you. And he did pop out. You know, Cashman will pop out. Leon Rose don't ever have to pop out. Leon Rose don't even have to pop out for Mike Brown's intro press conference. But Cashman popped out today. And he let us know today. And also, like, don't read too much into what Cashman says. In my opinion, he's playing the game. Like, shout out to the people at Latino Sports. I was at an event today for Latino Sports, and Brian Cashman sent a message over there, and they said that Brian Cashman couldn't be there because he had 3 meetings today around the trade deadline. So even in there, we're like, yo, what's going on? What's cooking up? This is before the news of DJ LeMieux. They are working. Brian Cashman is working. They are working. Help is on the way. They're going to try and get some people. So Cashman spoke today, and I mean, you can read into it if you want, but I know that he speaks and he knows that the whole league is listening. So he talked today about the upgrades that the Yankees are looking for in the infield, the rotation, the bullpen, this and that. Let's hear from Brian Cashman earlier today.
I'm definitely going to be looking for upgrades if I can. It doesn't guarantee anything. It's the time of year now, so I'll be looking for. You know, we've lost 3 starters out of our World Series rotation so far this year, so I definitely would look to see if I can find a starter, despite getting some real quality starts, you know, from others have stepped up, and which has been great, like Will Warren and others, and now we got this, you know, Cam's in today, he's earned the right to be here, which is exciting to see, so I wish him the best of luck and us the best of luck, and looking forward to seeing how that looks because he's been exciting to watch develop. But certainly love to import a starter, some relievers because our bullpen obviously has been taxed and some injuries, and so an infielder as well if possible. But that's a long list, and I'm not sure if there's a if this will be a deep deadline or not. So I don't know how active, we can be, but we will try to be active. I can tell you that. And we will try to import improvements. That's the gig.
Good enough for me. You know, the New York Post put out a back page that said help wanted. And they had 4 bullets, multiple starting pitchers, multiple relief pitchers, capable third baseman, righty hitting outfielder. And they put Brian Cashman's name on it. It says, contact Brian Cashman. You think that didn't come across his desk? Now, I don't know how he took to that. I think he took to that as like, okay, that's funny. I'm working on it. And he said, a starter, and you definitely need bullpen help because, like, Loizic is cooked. He just hasn't been good. He's been home run derby. I hope Jazz doesn't do the home run derby. We'll get to that later. But, yeah, Loizic is cooked. A good night to see the Weavy Wonder. Dream Weaver. Luke Weaver looked like Luke Weaver again. He figured some things out. And the Airbender, D-Train, Devin Williams. Like, just to see these guys look like the Yankees again, it makes you feel better about where we're going into this All-Star break and into this trade deadline. Brian Cashman is going to cook. Now, I don't know how much they're going to let him cook. I've told you for weeks and years now, there are 29 teams versus the New York Yankees. There's a Cashman tax. Nobody is trying to just hand Brian Cashman a starter that you could depend on in October. Nobody's trying to hand him two high-leverage relievers. And yes, two, minimum. They need two high-leverage relievers that can get outs in big spots. Because right now, it's in the circle of trust. Tim Hill, Luke Weaver, Devin Williams, Leiter Jr. is on the IL. Loizaga, I think, I don't know what to say about Loizaga. Like, Loizaga today, bro. Randy being Randy, Randy Arozarena is just going to get his in Yankee Stadium. He's like that. And there are some people who were tweeting me, oh, Boone should have left Cam Schlittler in. He should have let him in. And like I already said, no, you protect that kid. Like, that kid got to end his night striking out the MLB leader in home runs, who's got more home runs than his teammate Aaron Judge. That kid got to leave to a standing ovation in Yankee Stadium with, you know, his family and friends emotional. Like, that was a movie for him. But Lowe gives up a solo shot later to the nine hitter, Cole Young, his first career home run. And I'm just like, no. Like, not good enough. And you kind of had to sweat it out, but the Yankees kept adding runs and adding runs. We'll get into it, man.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, let's talk to some people. You know the number to dial. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's talk to the Yankee fans that watch the games, the Yankee fans that can come up for some breathing room, come up for some air. Felt like we were drowning. You know, it's just a better vibe tonight, man. A good debut. I like the demeanor of young Cam Schlittler. I liked his composure, his command. His stuff is... it plays, as Boone says. He's touching 98, 99 with his fastball, 92, 93 with his splitter or his slider. This kid comes in there tonight, and it's like, yo, it could have went a bunch of different ways. And I'm just happy for him. I'm happy for the Yankees to have a kid like that to go to when you have injuries. You know, any given season, you're going to need like 10 different starters. And that's why I say again, let the kids play. Let them rock. We saw Allen Winans. Okay, now let this kid get a shot. You know, and he did well tonight, and he got the win tonight. And, you know, you like what you see out of him. Also, you know, with Cashman, like he just said, he's looking for infield help. He's looking like competition is necessary. Iron sharpens iron. Getting DJ up out of here, and again, respect to the machine and, you know, the artist formerly known as the machine and DJ and what he was, DJ LMVP. But, like, I think it shakes the room where people are like, yo, nobody's safe. We're coming up on the trade deadline. You could get traded out of there. So it's healthy. It was needed. Instead of just what I felt like they were just going through the motions and telling these guys, you're great. You're great. This too shall pass. This happens to every... No, do something to change the temperature of the clubhouse and see how guys respond. They are professional athletes. They are high paid workers. Like, this is their job. Like, they're supposed to go out there and compete and play hard. And I think we've seen that. All right. Neil is in Brooklyn on the Fan first. What's up, Neil?
What's going on, Keith, my brother? Hey, Keith, you got to change one thing. You know how you play the rap music when you come back on the air?
Hip hop.
Now, let's see how good you are, Keith. Remember Stetsasonic?
No.
Talking all that jazz. Because jazz is hot as fish grease. You got to put that in there.
Okay, I got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know the song. I just looked it up. We can come back to that.
Yeah, hot. And remember I told you, Keith, Toronto was going to sweep them? I didn't mean that. I'm a diehard Yankee fan just like you, Keith.
Yeah, I know you are, but you were right, Neil. You saw something that I did not want to believe. You called it 2 weeks.
I didn't
want to
believe it neither, the way they was playing. The way they was playing, I didn't want to believe that neither.
They lost tonight.
The Yankees, if they sweep tomorrow, they could get the Cubs the way they playing. And boom, finally leaving the starting lineup in there. That should be. He's finally playing them back-to-back.
Yep. And the Cubs have lost two in a row. Thanks for the call, Neil. 888-808-1019. I give you props, bro, because you called 2 weeks before the series, and you're like, yo, the Blue Jays going to beat the Yankees. I didn't want to believe it. I called them frauds. Big Mac calls them frauds. They've always been. But, hey, they just had a little bit of a run. They lost tonight to the White Sox. It's baseball. It's going to happen. The Dodgers have lost six in a row. You just heard me say the Cubs just lost back-to-back games. And, you know, they'll come in this weekend, like, we don't know what's going to happen. I need the Yankees to win both series. I'm not saying they got to sweep, but sweep them so I know it's real. And yeah, you know, I like what you said about the lineup, and that's what I was kind of leaning on when I was talking about, hey, put Dominguez in the, like, leave him there. Put Dominguez in the game, play Dominguez every day, play him in left field. That's the only way he's going to get reps out there in the field and be comfortable. That's also how he's going to see more pitches, have more at-bats. His speed is a weapon. And Trent Grisham, we appreciate you, bro, but if you have a hamstring you're nursing and, you know, I just seen too many balls go over this guy's head or him, like this, it's very casual. It was a great pop. It was unexpected success of what Trent Grisham was to start the year, but I don't need that the whole year. See, you know, put him on the trade block, see what you could potentially get for him. And I'm fine with Bellinger in center field. I'm also fine with trying out Dominguez in center field and put Belly in left because he's got the play of the year in left field. So, yeah, now you're starting to see, you know, this Yankees lineup. And if we can get a consistent lineup here, why not run it for a little bit? Why not, at least for this week, at least for this week? And, you know, like Stanton had a single. Keep him in there so he can keep going. I like what I've seen back-to-back nights. I'm not getting ahead of myself, but it's clear and obvious that they had some internal meetings, they made some decisions, and they're rolling in a different way now. James is in Manchester, New Jersey. What's up, James? You're on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? How are you?
Great. How are you?
How's it going, Keith? I got to ask you, have you heard of this guy, Jimmy Cinciplano in single A?
No, I haven't. What position is he playing?
He's a pitcher. This guy's throwing bullets, 98. Why is he in single A? You want to tell me?
How old is he?
He's 21.
Spell his last name?
C-E-N-O-S-O-P.
Thanks for the call, James and friends. You can't curse on air. And I was getting a feeling like you were trolling. Don't waste my time. Let's go to Jonah in not Manchester. That's where they were. Jonah's in Mattawan, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. Just don't have time for the shenanigans. And, you know, I know people are, it's summertime. People are having a good time, but like, I'm good on that.
Yeah. We like what we have to say when I call off the truck. How's your son, Jack?
He's great. He's been sleeping now for at least 4 hours, but, the boy is strong. The boy is healthy and he's happy. The Yankees are winning.
Okay. Thank God. I just wanted to talk about DJ. You know, I know it's time for him to go and everybody's been saying it. But this isn't Josh Donaldson or Aaron Hicks who are paying money, you know, after their careers are over. DJ gave us some good years. He was a good player. He gave us MVP caliber seasons. And obviously we had to get rid of him, but now there should just be respect. And he was a great player. He gave us a lot of good times. And I'm hearing a lot of bad stuff about him from a lot of fans. And he's gone. It was time for him to go, but now there should just be respect. This is the guy who gave us good times. And again, Keith, you're my man. I just want to thank you for your show. I think you're amazing. You're an inspiration. Have a good night.
Hey, I appreciate the call. And again, let's clear the air. I am not dancing on his grave. I'm not celebrating him being DFA'd, his Yankee tenure ending, maybe his career ending. I'm in here wearing his jersey. I'm somebody that, like, I came up with the DJL MVP. Like I said, I had a podcast in 2019 where I was like, this is the guy we've been waiting for, needing. He was a Swiss Army knife for us in the infield. He gave us some moments. I already told you. I said I had tears in my eyes when he hit that home run game six in Minute Maid Park. But that was in the past. It is 2025. It's business. It's not personal. We're moving on. Now, I understand what you're saying as far as he's not Aaron Hicks. He's not Josh Donaldson. No, he's not. But he did come over in a similar fashion, right? He wasn't a homegrown Yankee. And once it runs its course, it runs its course. And the Yankees have had a history of dying hard on guys that they've traded for, that they've signed, that they've given contracts to. And if you're a Yankee fan, you know that, where it's like, come on, come on. Like, and that's when I went to the money. Don't tell me that you got to get a return on investment and that you got to keep running this guy out there for the sake of, like, saving the... Okay, the $22 million is not going to crush the Yankees. What is going to crush the Yankees is DJ not being able to get to routine ground balls that you're seeing Jazz get to with style and pizzazz and flair. And then Jazz being at third base with a shoulder injury and not being able to make throws, and then they cost Max Fried an inning, and they cost... It's done. It's done. Stefan is in Brooklyn on the Fan next. What's up, man? You got it.
What's going on, Keith? It feels like for the first time in a few years, the Yankees stood on business and they understood, listen, it's time to get more athletic. It's time to get more into the new age. And listen, DJ was a great Yankee. I cried rewatching that home run from 2019 about 10 times today. That was, a height of my fandom. That's when I thought they were going to the World Series for real. But, you know, what it shows you is they understand the sense of urgency. Garrett Cole's getting older. Aaron Judge is getting older. This window is closer to being closed than open. And what it shows you is their sense of urgency is heightened, and having a guy out there that, like you said, can get to routine ground balls, can make the you know, the simple play, it's time. It's time to move on. And they did that, and, you know, credit Cashman in the front office for, you know, doing what they had to do, because it's time.
Well said. Thanks for the call, Stefan. Appreciate you, bro. Like, sense of urgency. That is the phrase. A heightened sense of urgency. Did the team go into the tank with DJ losing his starting spot at second base yesterday? Nope. They balled out. Did the team go into the tank hearing that DJ was DFA'd today? No. So that tells me that, like, you knew it, I knew it, they all knew it too. It was time. It was time. And, like, Chris Kirschner put out a timeline that I thought was interesting. He said, kind of quick timeline for DJ getting DFA'd from where we were just last week. Boone first asked in Toronto if he believed that Jazz at third base and DJ at second base was the right alignment. He said they'll have some conversations. Jazz says, everyone knows I'm a second baseman. Boone says, they don't want to flip-flop Peraza and Jazz. DJ continues playing second base through the weekend, but, like, Peraza was in the lineup, and he was in the lineup at second base, and Jazz was at third base, and we're like, yo, what are they doing? Are they just throwing this in our faces now? Okay, then he continues and says, DJ continues playing second base through the weekend. They announced DJ is a bench player yesterday. DJ got DFA'd today. Yeah, because I guess through the meetings and the conversations, they had to work some things out. They had to figure some things out. And they finally came to the conclusion that this had to be done. It's business. It's not personal. We're moving on. And I've already been able to see the lineup, the defense benefit from it. No, it's not a great day for Yankee fans that, like, bro, like Steven just said.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He said he cried watching that because it brings you back. I remember being in my apartment in West New York in 2019 with my wife. We weren't married yet. I hadn't proposed yet. Actually, I think I did propose. But, like, I remember that feeling, too. When he hit that home run, it made you feel like, yo, we're going to beat the Astros. This is happening. This guy is clutch. We're, like, that. It's, and there are some young Yankee fans who, like, that was one of the biggest moments. You know, earlier today when people were reacting, I'm trying to go back to this guy's tweet. He was like, I was nine back in 2019. Like, that would, like, DJ was, like, one of the best players. Like, this is what I knew. So I understand that. We are not celebrating them kicking this guy to the curb. What we're celebrating them is them doing the right things for the benefit of the organization, the entire franchise. 888-808-1019. John is in Massbeth on the fan. What's up, John? What you thinking?
Just when you thought the Yankees were down and out, here comes Killer Cam, baby.
Boom, let's go.
Killer Cam. That's what you got to play. You got to play some Cam'ron, down and out, baby.
Killer Cam.
That's about 20 years old. I'm not sure if these young kids know what that is, but I'm sure they probably heard it on some other stations. But, yeah, man, dude, I like this kid a lot. I don't want to get on my high horse yet, but I think we got something special in this kid. You know, I'm just gonna.
Hey,
keep
went
quiet
good today. We got the win it. Today. He got the win today. He's
got
some
win.
Good stuff.
We got the win. We got the Mayhew out of here. It's a good day. Let's stack our chips now. Let's try to get to the sweep tomorrow. Let's bring the Cubs in. And you know what? You know what made today even better? You know, besides LeMahieu saying bye bye and Killer Cam doing his thing, we finally realized again and have more evidence that Juan Soto just cared about the damn money. poor soul missed out on $100,000 on missing the All-Star game, and that's the first thing he thinks about. I really needed that $100,000 because what does a guy with $765 million don't have? $765 million and $100,000.
Thanks for the call, John. I'm gonna get to it, Alex. Let's cue up the Juan Soto. I'm gonna get to it. I'm having some fun with that one. I didn't get to it last night because I didn't think it was a big deal. It was on brand. I'm like, I scroll past it. Then I peep game today, and it had over 2 million views, and everybody's reacting to it. And I'm like, didn't I tell y'all this guy? We'll get to it. Cam Schlittler. 5 1/3, 4 hits, 3 runs. Yes, gave up 2 home runs, 1 short porcher, 7 Ks, though, and striking out one of the most feared hitters in baseball right now. Twice. A spot start to take the series, get the win when the Yankees really needed it. Whole family and friends there, proud of him. Everybody's seeing them. This is a 24-year-old kid. He stands 6'6", 225, and he's got the moxie about him. He's got the look about him. People are comparing him to Cole already. Hey, take it easy. You heard John talking. Hey, it's one day. But it's a good day. 888-808-1019. Not as good of a day for DJ LeMahieu, but, you know, we can celebrate the win. We can celebrate Cam Schlittler, his debut. Jason Dominguez, a 3-hit night. The back of our bullpen looking good with Weaver to Williams. And then the rest of these guys in the lineup, the MVPs between Goldie and Stanton and Belly and Judge all getting hits. And Stanton, Belly, and Judge all driving in runs. And the Yankees looking like the New York Yankees again. Let's go to Rockland County. Moshe's on the fan next. Are you there?
Yeah, Keith, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great. Yeah, obviously, Cam Schlittler, I like his demeanor. Sorry for LeMahieu. Obviously, he was the beginning of my fandom as a Yankee fan. But I just wanted to ask you one question. I'll listen to your response about the lineup. Obviously, the big thing with the lineup the past two games, that, you know, Boone kept the order the same, the exact same, and pretty much the same exact result. You get, like, you know, almost double-digit runs twice. Why isn't that something that's done more often? Why does Boone, like, throw guys out randomly, going from leadoff to six, then back to three-hole hitter, and then why isn't it something that's more consistent?
Well, what I'll say is it's roster construction. Right? They're letting Trent Grisham chill. Start there with the outfield. Putting Trent Grisham in every day at center field, you take Dominguez out. Now they're deciding to let the kids play. They're prioritizing their future in Dominguez. Trent Grisham is in the future. He's not going to be here next year. He might not be here next month. So they're letting Dominguez play and lead off, and I think that is the right decision. Also, the combination of Ben Rice needing to DH or play first base or catch. Ben Rice can be a bench bat. Ben Rice can chill for a second as well. We love the guy. We got a good pop from him to start the season. But Stanton is Stanton. He is your DH. He's a high-paid DH. He's a guy that's on course to get 500 home runs. He's missed half the season. Like, he has to play. So the DH goes to Stanton. Goldschmidt, he had struggled a little bit, but he's kind of finding it again. And that gives you your best defense in the infield. Goldschmidt at first base, regardless of whether it's a right-handed pitcher on the mound or a left-handed pitcher on the mound. Like, I'd rather see more from Paul Goldschmidt in the lineup, and not so much of the analytics and the splits. Now I'm saying like Cam Schlitter is in my mind. But, like, you did have Gilbert and Evans, right-handed pitchers, on the mound, where, like, they had been playing Ben Rice against right-handed pitchers, and they're saying right now it's all right, like that can chill. Austin Wells has been finding it. He homered three straight days in a row. That's supposed to be your starting catcher. More days than not. We don't need to see J.C. Escara. We don't. And Ben Rice has had some spots here, but Wells is supposed to be your catcher. If he's hitting, he's your best option behind the dish. And that is why you're seeing. And then look at the infield defense, right? Or the infield alignment. Jazz is back now at second base. DJ is gone. There is no other configuration. Peraza is playing. And Peraza will bat ninth. Volpe will bat eighth. And then the rest of the lineup shakes out the way that it does. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. It worked back-to-back. 19 runs scored. Some homers. I mean, some speed on the bag. Some small ball. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Run it back tomorrow. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Stop thinking so much. Right-handed pitcher on the mound, they might decide, okay, we need to do that. That's another thing. Scheduled rest. I don't need any scheduled rest this week. They're going into the All-Star break. They're going to have days to rest. Juan Soto doesn't need days to rest. Juan Soto needs $100K. Hey, that's a lot of money on the table. We're going to get there. I'm going to have some fun with that, but let me get to these calls. Jeff is in Merrick on the fan. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call, man. DJ LeMahieu, I mean, I'm sorry for what happened that I got DFA'd, but I had a feeling back in the winter of 2020 that 6 years was too much. I would have rather gone four for 90, and it would have been perfect.
Okay, let me stop you right there. That is on the Yankees. Yep. The Yankees, instead of giving him a higher AAV, they gave him an extra year. And I remember that. I forget what other offers he might have had, and I remember thinking that they weren't. Like, the Yankees played hardball. They were trying to play him. They weren't trying to give him that much, but this is what they do. They add on the extra year,
right,
and then they say, whatever, we'll eat that money down the line, because by the time we get to 2026, we're going to be worth $8
billion. Right, but I have a feeling it would come back to him, and it did, because you had somebody better, more athletic to play second base. And I'm happy with what LeMahieu did back in 19, 20, 21, even 22, until he got injured. Him and Benintendi in 22, I thought would have been great setup for Judge.
Sure.
His own stint.
Sure. Yeah. Never and materialized. Also, and then also remember, we had Gleyber Torres at second base and DJ at second base, and they thought Gleyber Torres was going to be the shortstop of the future, and DJ would be able to play second. So it goes back to roster construction and, like, You know, if DJ was able to play third, he might have been able to hang around a little bit, but he physically wasn't able to at this point. Okay,
he's old. He's 37. Keith?
Yeah.
Also, another point on Volpe, with a little history. He shouldn't have... I understand he won the spring training battle in 23, but he should not have been told, you are not getting sent down. I mean, where's the fire? Where's somebody behind you, you know, threatening your job to play well?
Yeah, I mean, thanks for the call, Jeff. I think that was because he was on a team and in a competition with two other guys, IKF, who had been the starting shortstop the year before, and then when he beat out IKF, you know, they started putting IKF, they had IKF in center field. I remember being mad about that. Like, this is the New York Yankees. We got IKF learn how to play the outfield. And then also Peraza. So I think what it was a vote of confidence. It was to reassure a young player, hey, you've got it, man. Go out there and kill it. And don't be looking over your shoulder. Now, obviously, where we are at this point, a long way from Volpening Day, a long way from him taking Brett Gardner's number, a long way from all the hype of a homegrown kid, one of us from the area, Derek Jeter, had a picture with him when he was 9, and we felt like there was this cosmic energy around him being the next shortstop. Like, he struggled. Bro, today, and I don't mean to even do this, because, like, I mean, enough with the, you know, piling on Volpe, but, like, he tried to stretch a single into a double and got thrown out, and I feel like he's been graded on a curve when you listen to Boone speak and Cashman speak. Last night I played Aaron Boone on Talking Yanks as he was saying he's a really good player. He's not a really good player right now. Does he have some intangibles and some skill sets and some things that he could eventually be a really good player when he puts it all together? Absolutely. But stop telling me about the gold glove when I've seen the kid throw the ball around the infield. Stop telling me about a 700 OPS when I said last night, let's just be honest. Let's get serious. Let's stop. Like, don't pee-pee on my head and tell me it is raining about any of this anymore. So here's Brian Cashman, who, you know, and I listen to what Brian Cashman had to say, because we were talking about this a couple nights ago, that video that surfaced from the GM meetings in Arizona 2 years ago where Joel Sherman was asking Cash some stuff, and Cash was fired up. Cash was dropping F-bombs. Cash was going in. So here's Brian Cashman today talking about Anthony Volpe.
Yeah, I remember the viral TikTok of me and Joel Sherman discussing whether our development program produces hitters or not. So I'm a fan of Volpe. I know it's been streaky. You know, it depends on what month you might ask. So right now I know he's had some struggles. The one thing I do tell you I admire about Anthony Volpe is his strength and fortitude. Obviously, he's a starting shortstop for the New York Yankees. Helped us get to a World Series last year, performed in the World Series last year, and he does not lack confidence. And yes, there's struggles that have happened. That's why you're asking the question, understandably so. And yet, you know, he's like this. You know, it doesn't stick to him. It's, you know, turn the page, and he's focused on tonight's game. And I do have belief and optimism that he obviously will impact us in a really positive way on both sides of the ball. He's our shortstop. And
that's it, folks. Yeah. I don't know what else you guys want to hear. I've been saying it all week. I just saw there was an article that WFAM put out, and, you know, I've been saying it. Because why do they keep running Volpe out there? Because they have no better option on the roster, and they believe in him. And they have enough data and metrics and things, and they see the person. Right? You don't see the person. You don't see the work ethic. You don't see the, like Cashman was talking about, how he's not shaken, how he has confidence, how he shows up to work every day and is trying to improve and trying to get better, and how he's handling it as a young guy. And what I always say about Volpe is he is one of us in the regard of he grew up a diehard Yankee fan. He wants to win just as much as you guys do. I think the All-Star break is going to be great for this young man. Just to get away. I think it's going to be great for him to clear his head, but I can't imagine, man. It's a lot. I know it's a lot for me just being a radio host in New York City, opening up my Instagram, my Twitter. I'm like, well, damn, if y'all don't like me, leave me alone. I don't envy his position being a local kid who actually grew up to be the quote-unquote Derek Jeter that we all wanted to grow up and be the shortstop of the Yankees. And now he hears you guys. He popped up after Austin Wells hit the homer yesterday. He popped out. He popped out, and I'm watching on TV, and I hear a boo, and I'm like, man, like, Yankee fans, we are vicious. That stadium is unforgiving. The boo birds are out, and, like, people don't care. Some people go there just to have a couple $18 tall boys and attack the whipping boy. And I feel for the kid, but he is our shortstop. We need to stop it already. We need to start lifting him up, backing him. And I don't know, do what they did for Trey Turner. Do what the Met fans did for Lindor and them. A round of applause, standing ovation, whatever. Like, enough already. You're beating a dead horse with the Volpe stuff. And even going back to how he won the job and they should have never. So, yo, that is what they chose to do as an organization. And he is not stopping the organization from winning or doing what they want to do. 888-808-1019. Still taking your calls on Cam Schlittler, DJ LeMahieu, the Yankees lineup. We haven't really talked about the Yankees bullpen. We will get into some trade deadline stuff as well as Brian Cashman spoke. Let me take another call. There is another cut that I want to play from Cashman speaking earlier today. Dave is in Rockland County on the Fan next. What's up, Dave?
Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I'm right now in PA. Second of all.
And you can hear WFAN out there, or you're on the Odyssey app?
Odyssey.
Okay.
So, two things. First of all, such a pity seeing a guy like LeMahieu go. When he came, I was a huge fan of him. But unfortunately, his time came short.
Yep.
And second of all, Schlittler, this guy's got stuff. Even though he gave up two home runs, he struck out Rally, or he didn't let Rally get home runs.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Dave. The pace wasn't there for me. Sorry, I didn't know. I guess that's it. Yeah. When DJ LeMahieu signed, I've been talking about this all week. Y'all wanted Manny Machado, and when they signed DJ, he didn't even start opening day that year. When they signed DJ, that took you out of the running for Manny Machado. I remember people being mad as hell. DJ LeMahieu, oh, come on. He's a Coors Field product. No, he's not. And on that team with a Luke Voit, with El Gary Sanchez, the Kraken, with Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, boomer bust, feast or famine home run hitters, you needed a DJ LeMahieu. You needed a guy like that would come up. He was a good leadoff hitter. He was automatic with runners in scoring position. That was 2019, bro. And that's why I led today talking about 2019. I was doing a podcast, my first ever Yankees podcast. And that year, I could not stop raving about how, man, they needed this guy. He was getting MVP votes, whatever. Was. That's in the past. You know, we were using the iPhone 8. Nobody uses an iPhone 8 anymore. Like, you got to evolve. You got to move into the future. Cam Schlittler might be the future. You might have got to look into the future tonight with this kid. He has now, I think, like 9 of the 10 hardest pitches thrown all year for the Yankees. Gas. And we always talk about, like, how do all these other teams, like, okay, perfect example. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski. This kid comes out for the Milwaukee Brewers, strikes out 12 last night going against the Dodgers. The Mets just saw him. I mean, the kid comes out, he's touching 100. And people say, how come the Yankees can't find a kid like that? Wait, hold on. They have a kid like that. A 6'6 string bean that gets on the mound and can touch. They have one. What are you talking about? Develop him. Protect him in his first outing. Let Loaisiga go out there and get rocked. But they had the run support tonight. They had the right vibe and energy tonight. I think you need the energy of letting the kids play. You need to let young guys come in. The older guys, the veterans need to see the light in a kid's eyes or even the nervousness in a kid's eyes to remember, like, yo, you get to play Major League Baseball for the New York Yankees. Go out there and compete. This is a huge thing for this. This guy's mom is showing up with a homemade poster. Go out there and win. Don't let him down. Don't let the fans down. You did enough of that in the last month. 888-808-1019. Neil is in Greenwich, Connecticut on the Fan next. What's up, Neil?
Hey, Keith. Good evening. How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling. How are you?
Hey, thanks. Hey, listen, I just want to, before I get into the Yankees, just want to say I appreciate the way you run a show. I like the fact that you take a lot of calls. I love your energy, and I love your honesty. So I think you do a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, three quick Yankee points. The first one is, I'm over 50, so I'm not great on, you know, current culture, but I wonder if there's any kind of references to three J's between Judge, Jazz, and Jason. I mean, there's got to be something because the way these guys are hitting, I mean, these guys all have 1,000 OPS. I saw the Jazz had the second highest OPS in the AL since he came back in early June. After Judge, Jason's with 1,000 OPS in the last, you know, 2.5 weeks. I mean, it's just amazing watching these three guys. But anyway, there's got to be some play on those J's.
Somebody might make the T-shirt now. Somebody might run the 3J, JJJ, now that you mentioned it.
Yeah. So that's one point. Second point is I've been watching the Yankees since I was 7 years old, and Bellinger could play on any great Yankee team. I mean, this guy does everything. I'm so impressed by him. I love the way he feels. I love his attitude. I love his ability to not only hit, you know, for some home runs, but really make contact and good situational at-bats. I just think he's a fantastic.
Two-strike approach. Fantastic. Like I said before, he's just hitting the ball on the ground, and it's finding a hole here and there. He's got a 14-game hitting streak, born to do it. Obviously, his dad, a former Yankee. He's a pelotero, a ball player all the way. Thanks for the call and the compliment, Neil. We've got plenty of more show left. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It is about to be midnight. I'm rocking till 2 a.m. We'll do a big shot of the night when we come back, and we'll start talking about Juan Soto. We'll start talking about the rest of the league. We'll get into some other things, too, some other topics that kind of came across my desk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.